All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Drinks First, episode 4. It's been going real great, and today I'm really excited to be with a friend of mine who moved to New York last year and is killing it, so I'm just going to let him talk. So why don't you just tell me where you're from, what are you doing now, or what did you come here to do, and what are you doing now? And I think that's a cool question for you specifically, and then we'll get into some more questions from there. How old are you?
Beautiful. So I am from Chicago. I am 23. I went to school in the South. I came to New York to work in tech, but obviously I came because it's New York City. A lot of my friends from my school now live here, both high school and college. So I came to New York and worked in artificial intelligence. Decided that was not for me, had a side hustle in the travel business on the side, and that is now my full-time job.
That's so cool. Do you want to tell us a little bit about, like, what the travel business is like? Because I don't think I know any other friends who are in that business.
Yeah, no, of course. So I own a luxury travel agency. You know, they say what's old is new again, and we're trying to redefine what a travel agency is in contemporary internet times. So I love traveling. I planned all of my family's trips, and family friends were coming to me to plan their trips. And then one thing led to another where I was getting referrals and realized that, oh, I can make a business out of this in the high-end market. And that's what we specialize in. So luxury travel, both on the leisure side as well as on the corporate side. And it's been going well so far.
Tell me, what are your favorite spots in New York City? Favorite restaurant? Favorite place to go out?
Okay, this is tough.
I know it's tough because
I am a big foodie.
Constantly changing.
Yes. It depends on the vibe. For a special event, The Grill in Midtown is one of my all-time favorites. Crown Shy is a new restaurant.
Oh, Friday. That's so good.
Oh, you've been.
Okay. Oh my god, it's so
good. One of my that all-time like new favorite. It's amazing.
Olive bread. So
okay,
good.
So you get it. Yeah. Yes. Fort Charles Prime, I think the quality of food is amazing. It's extremely hard to get into. Uncle Boone's, classic. Have you been?
Yeah. Okay. I love Uncle Boone's. I was just talking to one of my friends and they were telling me that I have to go to Uncle Boone's sister.
Which is good because I think that one's carry out.
So yeah, you don't have like, to, you don't have to do the whole thing. Yeah.
I've not been to that one, but heard good things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. In my neighborhood, I love Via Carota.
Oh,
Italian.
That cacio e pepe.
Amazing. Amazing.
So good. Where do you like going out? Bars or clubs or lounges? Like,
A mix of everything. I like Brooklyn because I like house and techno.
Word.
Places in Brooklyn, elsewhere nowadays, Good Room,
the classics,
the usual. In Manhattan, I like La Bain.
Mm-hmm.
I like Lola,
of course.
I like Primos in Tribeca, is good for.
I still haven't been.
Yeah,
I want to go.
You would like it because it's very like loungy, chill.
Yeah.
Good drinks. I'm trying to think where else. I was at the Blonde last weekend.
Mm.
Typical. Boring,
it's, yeah, it's know. it's the scene. You've been here for a year, so you've kind of experienced it a little bit, seen it. I've been here my whole life, so it's been like that constantly, but it's all still the same. It's like who you know, what you look like, but like more of how you act, I think. It's like it's not like LA where it's like you need to be hot. I feel like New York's about being cool, but it's not like Berlin about being cool. It's like the middle point, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly. But I think in like Berlin, for example, because I know you share the same feelings towards that city as
yes.
I do. Like there, I think is better because you don't need to know promoters. You don't need to have an inn in the city or grow up in the city to get into these places. Like coming from New York, if I didn't have the network that I have here, if I went out in Manhattan, I would struggle throughout, you know? And if I didn't have a big group of girls, I mean, last weekend, for example, I went to Paul's after the Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
I had myself a night, as you can tell. and I was with my older sister and her friends. So it was four girls and me, and they let them in, and then they realized that I was part of that group, and they turned us all away.
What?
Which is ridiculous. Yeah, and it's Pulse Casablanca.
At Casablanca, not even baby
Yeah,
Christ.
Everyone in line was underage as well.
Good God.
So, like, I don't think that would happen in European cities, not just Berlin, but in, or even in, like, Asian cities.
No, I love a good, like, disco house, like,
for
setting.
Sure, for sure.
I think one thing that we could both talk about that would be interesting is Berghain.
Yes.
I know it's not New York City, but people always ask me about it. What was your Berghain experience like?
Yeah, so mine was actually pretty simple and easy compared to, I think, the majority.
Mm-hmm.
I had a harder time at other Berlin clubs. At Berghain, I went at 1 o'clock. There was...
What day of the week was it?
Friday night.
Okay.
So just...
same.
What's it called? The upstairs was open?
Yeah, Panorama Bar,
not Berghain. I prefer house over techno. I like both, but...
Same. I'm the same.
So I was fine with that.
Yeah, same.
Waited in line, took like 10 minutes, went to the bouncer. He stared into my soul. Sven was there as well. And there was like four other guys.
Yeah,
just
there's like a bunch
back
of guys
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Said something to me in German. I held up a one, thinking like, oh, one ticket or who knows.
Yeah.
And Sven just stared into my soul for like 20 seconds. And I didn't know if I should like look into his eyes. His
did
tattoos,
you?
Look at the
Where
ground.
Where did you look?
I blacked it out, honestly. But I was, yeah, wherever I looked, it was fine because he just said accepte to the guy and he just motioned me in and that was it. So it was pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you,
but
yours
the,
is.
Mine was more crazy than that, but I think.
You made it in, though. That's all that
yeah,
matters.
Yeah, I made it in, so that's what matters. I think the, I think the key is, like, especially for a guy, is to go alone.
Totally. And I did go alone
yeah.
for context. And everyone that was ahead of me was in groups. And you just, I hate to say like, you know who's going to get rejected because that sounds like such
yeah.
a...
Yeah.
But they were people that, I mean, A, they were very drunk. Or they were just people that were going just to go. Like
yeah.
I went, like the DJ that was there, D-Tron, like I really liked him even
yeah.
before I knew that
yeah.
he was there. And I don't know. I feel like they just know if you're... into that
word
yeah
well yeah I mean so we went it was just me and my friend it was Friday in Berlin and my favorite DJ in the world was playing there it was like the stars fucking aligned and I had met him at Good Room in Brooklyn the summer prior and we had talked for a bit so I did a Hail Mary sent him a DM and was like, hey, I'm in Berlin. Like, we met last year at Good Room. I would love to see you. I'm leaving, like, tomorrow morning to go back to New York. So it would mean the world to me to, like, see your set. And we waited in line. I hadn't heard from him. And we waited in line. And we got rejected. And, like, you're not supposed to check your
question,
phone.
When you got rejected, was it flat out? Like, right away, you went up there and
no,
they said no?
No, they actually asked
okay.
us. And then... then they like actually thought about it for a second and then said no.
Interesting.
And then it was around midnight and we like I was heartbroken. And you're not supposed to check your phone in line. I checked my phone after we got rejected and I see a DM from him and it's like, hey, yeah, like come in, like your name's on the list. Or he gave me some name to say
amazing,
at the door. And I was like, shit, we just got rejected. Like, the fuck do I do? And I just panicked. I was like, they're not going to let us in if we go right back. And I say that we're on the list. Like, I should have done that earlier. And my friend was like, we have one life left in Berlin. Like, suck it up. Let's just go.
100%.
So we passed the entire line. We walked to the front to the bouncer because there's, like, a separate line for guest list. And I just look at the guy and I'm like... we're on the list. This is my name. And he looked at me and he goes, that's your name? Because I think it was like kind of a white name. I don't remember what it was. And I was like, yeah. And I started spelling it out. And he goes, okay. Goes in, checks the list, and then lets us in. It was like
unbelievable.
The most exulting
moment.
I like just like the adrenaline
rush. The amount
rush.
Of emotions between disappointment and yeah.
I know.
Excitement
it and... like went from 0 to 100 real quick. But it was... so much fun.
Did it meet your expectations?
It was so, like, it was just Pano, so it was, like, obviously not all of Berghain, but it was just
it's
like
still amazing.
Amazing.
Like the sound
vibes.
System is like
amazing
no rose.
Vibe. We both have a love for Berlin and techno music, house music. How about you tell me a bit about your dating life? That's why we're all here.
Of course. So the dating life is a zero, which is why I'm on here. No. It's been pretty minimal in New York.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's a New York thing. I think a little bit is me not putting myself out there as much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's that's kind of.
Are you saying like New York compared to Chicago or compared to where you went to college? Like.
Well, I think college was just different. Mm-hmm. It was a lot. Like, if you wanted it, you could get it.
Yeah.
You know, and that was like a universal. I think universal. I'm not saying it like I could get whatever.
No,
I want.
No.
In college,
obviously.
I'm just saying it. In college, everyone's kind of thirsty for whatever.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, and you can, you know. Whereas I think in the real world, it's definitely a transition because, mm-hmm. you know, everyone's working during the week and, you know, it's hard just to naturally meet people. So unless it's through an app or mutual friends or work, and I'm my own boss, so I'm not going to really meet, you know, a lot of people in the office, it's harder, I think, personally to find someone.
Yeah, so in what ways, like, have you tried finding people?
I am on an app.
Okay, a singular app.
A singular app. And
we don't have to say the name, but how would you describe it?
Yeah, of course. It's an app. I am not that creative of a person, but it is for more creative people or people in creative industries is what they say. It gets.
It kind of has the rep of being like the most exclusive dating app for.
It's a scene. Going back to that's the theme of this podcast. This app is a scene, and so I don't think I would ever meet someone. Actually, no, I don't want to say that because I'm on the app. So why? But you get a lot of misses.
Yeah.
On there. Yeah. But it's interesting. Otherwise, I've been on a couple dates from friends of friends.
Okay. So no dates from this app.
One date from the app.
One date from the app.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was a no-go?
No, I mean, she was cute and a little weird personality, but she was from Brazil.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Yeah, and she was moving back, so I'm not totally sure what she was looking for. But, yeah, maybe one day I'll go to Brazil and meet up with her.
And beyond that, it's just been like setups with friends.
A couple
like,
setups. It's like, been like.
So when it's a setup, is it an explicit setup? Like you're going on a blind date, or is it like, oh, let's all hang out together?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been on two blind dates in New York.
Uh huh.
Nothing to write home about.
Yeah, I have never been on one. What's that like?
It's like.
What's like the protocol?
It's like you're the I don't know. I ask a lot of questions, but you feel like an interviewer, and then you also feel like you're being interviewed. And I mean, I feel like you can tell if you have a connection with someone pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you have to sit through that dinner.
Yeah. You know. Well, we touched on this on another podcast, like how you can kind of get a feel for the person and the situation like pretty quickly. Like, I feel like I would be the kind of person to cut it off if I was like, this isn't going well, I need to leave.
You would, how would you cop out?
I
have to go feed my cat or something?
I would just like, if we're getting drinks, like I would wait till.
I think that's why getting drinks, I think, is a great like first date, especially first blind date.
Cough, cough, drinks first, obviously. That's why this podcast is named Drinks First.
I was not trying to sell. I mean, I love the podcast. I wasn't even trying to sell. But the issue with the meal is you finish your drink and then you realize
it's a no-go. Is a commitment. Meal
it
is a second date.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah. So that was a mistake.
Drinks always for a first date, whether it be like drinks at a bar or a coffee.
Agreed.
Because there's no.
Coffee's another good one, too. I think we put too much emphasis on alcohol.
Yeah.
And, you know, people get weird with alcohol.
Yeah,
you know, so
it's true.
It's very, you think you get
coffee's wholesome.
Yeah, I think you gain a lot of insight if it's just sober.
Yeah, but I feel like coffee dates mostly only happen, if anything, on weekends because people are like, oh, let's get drinks after work. It's not like, oh, let's get coffee after work. Yeah.
What's that? Isn't there an app? Like coffee?
Oh, like Coffee Meets Bagel, coffee I think. I actually know someone who met their like longtime boyfriend off of that app.
Nice.
But I don't know if that app is still existing or what's up with it. Mm-hmm. But okay, so some blind dates, some one dating app date, and still like not that much success.
Yeah, no.
Okay. So what are you looking for? Like, what are some turn-ons like for you with girls? Not like necessarily like sexual.
No, totally. Yeah. And I'm pretty picky, but I feel like I've kind of narrowed it down. So someone that's cultured or mm-hmm. well-traveled or likes to travel or is interested in other cultures, that's important to me. Someone that likes food mm-hmm. also kind of falls into travel because that's a big part of my life. I like music. I like fashion. I like art. You obviously don't have to like all those things, but having some interest in the creative space, I think is important and something that, mm-hmm. that I value. Trying to think what else. You know, someone that's like somewhat politically engaged or, you know,
right,
knows what's going on current events wise.
Yeah, just... you want someone who's like intelligent.
Of course,
and cultured.
Yes. I need a good, you know, conversation.
And what about like, do you have like a physical type or not really?
Usually it's darker features, but mm-hmm. yeah.
Physically, like maybe darker features, and then you like somebody who's cultured and interesting. So these girls that you have met, what about them makes it like, what about it was like, no, not for me?
Okay, let's go through. One of them was not, she didn't know how to ask a question. So that was a tough one.
Mm.
One was really actually very sweet. I just didn't feel like I connected on a physical level. Then the one was from Brazil. And then the other one I definitely had more feelings for, but it was not reciprocated.
Mm.
So there we go.
Yeah.
There we have it.
Well, I mean, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. It's like you need to be able to have that like emotional intelligence and then also like to be able to carry out a conversation with someone and not make it feel like they're interviewing you or you're interviewing them. And then on top of that, like having that physical connection, it doesn't happen that often.
No, for sure. And if you feel like you're not working too hard on a date, I think that's a really good sign. I think that's a sign of a successful.
That's so true.
You know, or some deeper connection.
And how do you tell when a date is going well?
I think like what I say, if I feel like I'm working really hard, I think that's, yeah, basically
yeah.
how you know.
And I would say also like indicators, like if you're out for drinks, if you order another round, like
exactly, yes,
you know that's
yes,
going
yeah,
well.
For sure. That's a very, yeah, overt way to be like, oh,
yeah,
I'm
like,
into this. Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
continue it.
But it is also amazing to see how many people don't look the other people in the eye. And I've noticed this not just
oh,
with dates and girls, but just like in life in general. But to me, that's such a turnoff, you know, like if you can hold a great conversation, but you're looking down or you're on your phone a lot, it's like that to me just is
that's
a red flag.
So true. And on it, like we were talking about this briefly today at work, I was like sitting in a coffee shop trying to talk to strangers to get them to test an app I'm working on. And people just like were so afraid of the human interaction. I'm like, this could be something really cool that you do in your day. Like, I think it's really
and
awesome.
And it's coming from you, which is like the most like sweet, innocent looking, you know, it's not like you're mugging these, you know.
Yeah, I'm not like, stick them up, yeah. like, try my app.
Right?
No, I think that people need to be a little more open when it comes to like actual human connection, like make eye contact, like body language is a big thing. Like,
for sure.
Don't be so awkward when you're like on a first date or whatever. So when you're in a relationship or you're dating someone, what are some red flags? And then what are some green flags, which are like good things that people do?
Yeah. So I'm very, very close to my family. I am the middle of two sisters, and they're like my best friends. So someone that's very family oriented to me, that's a huge green flag.
Mm-hmm.
Green flags, like besides the turn-ons that I mentioned?
Yeah, like, I guess.
I think like someone, you know, if she's very driven, like professionally, and has like a lot of things that interest her,
mm-hmm.
that is something that I value for mm-hmm. sure. So whether it's career or if she loves yoga or hiking or something, like, you know, have things that drive you. Red flag, I mean, we can go on and on about red flags, like poor hygiene, out, eat with your mouth open,
out.
rude to waiters, such a red
flag.
That
is such a red flag.
And both in terms of like an intimate relationship, but also just with friends.
Yeah.
Like if you have a friend that's rude to waiters, you can imagine how they act to other people.
Yeah.
That to me is one of the biggest turnoffs.
That's baseline for sure.
For sure, right?
That's such a good one. People being mean to waiters is absolutely a red flag. I feel like that's something you can kind of see on the first few dates. Like,
I think some people put on a good show, and I think it's like date 3 or 4 when you're in deep and you see it and you're like, oh.
Yeah. Okay. So when is getting serious? I think it really differs, because I feel like if you're in college, getting serious is probably when you're on your like third or fourth date, because you're probably seeing each other like within a shorter span of time than if you were dating someone when you are in
and also
real life.
In college, I mean, it's not really realistic because you're seeing someone 4 or 6 hours every single day if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, we're in the real world with work and real world with work and other activities and whatnot. Like, you might not see someone for 10 days and that's normal, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, college, I think if you're on like date number 2 or 3, it means something. Whereas in the real world, you know,
it might
if you're
take
on your
longer.
Third date, that's just testing the waters.
Yeah, still. So I guess at what point do you initiate like going farther with someone? Like what date?
Physically or?
Physically.
I mean, I'm not a prude. It depends. I think kissing on the first date is totally fine.
If someone doesn't kiss, like...
But it doesn't mean
on the first
that's
date, does it mean that they're not into you?
No. It's not a deal breaker at all. Not at all.
Okay. And...
Again, because if it's that casual, like, oh, we just grabbed drinks and we had a great conversation and, you know, me or the girl says, oh, let's do this again.
Then you're trying to have that validation already.
Yeah,
don't
I don't feel like
the...
I need to, you know, plant one. Yeah.
Yeah.
You take that one out.
And so... I guess when it comes to second, third, fourth dates, like, at what point do you maybe think you would invite someone over? Or, like, do you think that happens after you go out on a date and then you bring someone back home?
Yeah. That's
or do you say, like, oh, like, do you want to come chill at my house tonight? Like, I don't know. Those are all different ways of doing it.
Yeah.
But...
I think it depends, too. Like, if you go on 2 dates and they're just casual drinks, then, yeah, I mean, oh, I don't. Yeah, I would say it depends, but probably by date 3, or for sure by 4.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be some physical.
Is asking for drinks asking someone out on a date?
That's tough, because I have been in a scenario where I did that, and she definitely thought it was something deeper, and I looked at it as very casual. Also could be the guy's girl thing.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel like I connected with her on a physical level, but I thought she was super cool.
Yeah.
So I asked for that, and then the mutual friend was like, oh, she thought it was something else. So
yeah, because I was with a friend recently and somebody asked him out for drinks and he ended up not going, but he was like, whatever, it's not a big deal, it was just drinks. And it was like some girl, right? Like, that he didn't know. And I was like, that was a date.
Yeah.
You just, like, blew off a date. And he was like, no, it was just drinks. I was with my other girlfriend, and we were like, that was definitely a date, you asshole.
Yeah. I mean, unless the other person's, like, in a relationship and you're talking work or, you know, it's more, like, networking-based.
Yeah.
It's probably a date.
So how do you feel about girls? Like, do girls ever go after you? And how do you feel about that? Is that, like, a turn on? Is that a turn off? Is it?
No, I think it's definitely a turn on.
Yeah.
I've been told by other people that it's happened. I
don't really
notice it, but I definitely think it's a turn on. It's 2019. Come on.
Yeah. Like, girls making the first move.
For sure.
Because I know it's still tough for a lot of my friends to go that route. I kind of feel like I'm the kind of person who I'm not going to wait around. So that's like where my motivation comes from. If I'm interested in you, then I probably will just text you or like ask you or like be straight up with you. But I know for a lot of my friends, it's like, I don't know. Well, I don't want to seem like
I don't think you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, because at a certain point, there's like so many fish in the sea, right?
For sure, especially in a place like New York.
Especially New York. Like,
why not?
I know, but it's still, obviously, dating is so hard, and that's why we're here.
Let's not forget it, boys and girls.
I'm going to ask you about like some situations, and I want to hear how you would respond.
Cool.
So what do you do when you are more into a girl than a girl is into you?
Do I know that I'm more into it? Can I tell?
How do you tell? And two, what would you do in that situation?
I think I'm pretty perceptive and I can usually tell.
Yeah.
And then it depends. I think I fought for it once and it didn't obviously go well. So since then, when I know,
you're just like, I'm out.
I just pack up.
And what about...
close that book.
I'm a head out. Yeah, that's what about me.
Drops mic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what about if a girl is more into you? What do you do in that situation?
I close that book for her.
Do you explicitly tell her? Or
yeah. No. Yes. I mean, it hasn't happened many times, but like a couple times that it has, I have explicitly said like, you know, I think I don't see this going forward. Yeah, I think it's really important as a guy to communicate and not ghost. I think unfortunately, a lot of guys don't have balls, and they do that.
It's but, true.
Yeah, no, I think that it's really important. Yeah.
And have you ever ghosted before?
No. But I attribute that to my sisters.
Yeah, your sisters have trained you
They've
well.
They've really trained me well.
So let's change the speed a little bit. How do you think your friends would describe you, like your personality?
That's a great question.
I would say...
Yeah, you answer this one.
Do you think... Are you more of a girl's guy or a guy's guy? Or are you both? Because I feel like
I swing both ways.
You swing both ways. Because I feel like you... Because you grew up with your sisters...
No, I feel like I definitely...
connect with women, like, pretty well.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. And I definitely attribute that to... being the middle between my sisters and being as close as I am to them.
Mm-hmm.
They keep me in check, but also I think...
It's always good to have a sister keep you in check. And that is the truth.
So do you have a brother already?
I do. I do have a brother who may or may not be sitting in this room right now. He has a lot of opinions, but he is my biggest... and best critic and friend. Shout out to the sisters.
The sisters.
Is there anything else that your sisters have taught you when it comes to women?
Patience. No.
That's a big one, though. That is good.
No, I mean, I don't know. I think just like respect in general. I mean, it's how you should respect everyone, not just people of the opposite sex or people that you're, you know, trying to get into a relationship with. But I think especially being a guy, you should respect women in all forms. And, you know, that goes to like the communication piece. Like if you're not interested in someone, and especially if you know that she's more interested in you, you know, not just leaving her on read.
Yeah. And you know what I think is special about like what you're saying here is that like you actually mean it. And I know you mean it, which is why he's on this podcast. I feel like it's very easy to say the right answer, but that was, and I know that you practice what you preach. All right, let's try some rapid fire questions.
Let's do it.
I'm trying to introduce this segment at the end of every podcast just so you can get a feel of the person a little bit more. Do let me know in the, like, my DMs or something, if you like this, if you don't. So let's try it. Okay. What's your favorite childhood book? Rapid fire.
Okay. Good Night Moon.
Would you rather be able to dance or sing really well?
Dance.
I am most.
My dad.
Aw, wait, tell me about your family for 1 second. Like, what are your parents like? And you're really close to them, right?
Yeah. They're both great. My dad loves to horseback ride. He does dressage, which is dancing on horses. He's jacked.
I think you're also jacked.
Well, thank you. You humble me. I try.
I mean, it's true. Do you work out in the gym, like downstairs? The one that...
I box a couple days a week. Mm-hmm. I do yoga once a week. And then I have someone that I live with.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So your dad's jacked.
So my dad, yeah. And he's just like a great guy.
And it runs in the family.
No. And my mom too. Like my mom does yoga and swims and bikes all in one day. So she wakes up every morning at 3:45 and does that.
The hell?
Yeah. So a lot of testosterone in my
voice. Can't relate. All right. Next. What's the one thing that annoys you the most?
Eating with your mouth open.
What store do you shop at the most? Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
Because you're a shopper.
Yeah, Barney's.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. I don't actually know.
What's the most useless talent you have?
I can knit.
You can knit?
I can knit really
That's
well.
That's so cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How'd you learn how to knit?
Grandma.
Of course.
Circa 99 or something.
Oh my god. What celebrity would you rate as a perfect 10?
Sarah Sampaio.
I don't even know who that is. Okay.
Model.
Okay. What's a body part that you care about the most?
On me?
Yes.
on me, probably abs.
Okay. What's your go-to dish to order?
Pasta.
What kind of pasta?
Any type of pasta.
And what's
your... So I've become lactose intolerant, so...
Shout out to all the dairy people.
The lactards out there, I'm with you.
And what's your favorite dish to cook?
I don't cook. I scramble eggs.
Fair. What would you name your... Oh my god, okay. What would you name your boat if you had one?
King Kane.
Oh, he came ready with that. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this journey through.
From Berlin.
Yeah, from New York to Berlin to Chicago and back through the center of my mind and all over the place. Thank you so much for sitting down and talking to me and the listeners.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
This guy's pretty great. I don't really know what else to say. If you couldn't hear it for yourself, I think you got to reevaluate. Maybe listen to the podcast again. If you still don't get it, maybe listen to it one more time. Get my listens up. I would love that. But the DMs are open at drinks.first on Instagram. If you are interested in potentially meeting him, please feel free to send a message. And we actually have already matched people up before, so it actually works. Go ahead and take that first step and just do it. Thanks to my brother for those stupid-ass questions at the end. Shout out to you. And... yeah, hit me up on my personal DMs at ArianaNathani28 if you have any feedback. Another place you can leave feedback is on Apple Podcasts. Give me a subscribe on Apple. Give me a follow on Spotify, whatever you listen to. And yeah, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate all the support, and we'll see you next week.